going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So we're going to go behind the scenes from
BTS.
TV shows to movies, things that are gross or things that are just make you gag or make you go.
Things make you go, hmm.
Mm.
Things make you go, womp.
We'll begin with this.
Womp, womp, womp. There it is.
Christian Bale ate real maggots and rescued Dawn.
I don't remember that movie. Rescue Dawn?
Dawn. Not Dong.
Like a person?
Like the soap.
Like Dawn.
That cuts through oil and cleans little duckies?
Not like Ray Dong Chong.
Yours.
That chong, 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 chong.
And more things that are gross to eat. Danny DeVito ate raw bluefish in Batman Returns mixed with mouthwash and spirulina, which is algae, like green stuff.
Let me ask you this, Paige, as an actor yourself. Do you believe a lot of these stories? Like, you really, really, really... Now, I know, like, Brendan Fraser's story for... I know Heath Ledger's story for Joker. A lot of these you can't argue with, but it all they're actors, and they need a story. Again, Dwayne Johnson, $7 in his pocket, went to Hollywood with $7 in his pocket. Meanwhile, his family's worth millions. It's $7. So it's $7.
It's the real shock reaction that
I appreciate
not
a good story, but I don't feel as though a lot of. I think they're saying that's their Oscar speech. They're like, guys, this is why I did that so well. I lived as a homeless person for 8 months on the side of the road.
This is disgusting.
I even did meth
to me
out of a grocery cart.
Ugh. And during.
Paige doesn't like it in the grocery cart. She likes it at home on her couch while she's playing with herself.
I can't do stuff like that.
What, meth? That's good.
Stay away from it.
Yeah, they test for it here.
Your face will look like a cheese pizza.
No, I cannot, because I take blood pressure medication. That would.
Oh, that's why you don't do it, huh?
You take lisinopril?
Yeah, party days are over. I don't do stuff like that. Plus, I have asthma. You want to kill me? All right, so don't even think about it.
I was going to say don't ask that to him.
Can't do it.
Don't murder me, all right? All right, so during the family dinner scene in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, the table was set with real rotting animal carcasses, and they filmed for 26 straight hours in 100-degree heat, so it really reeked like holy crap.
I know that because, they again, back to Hey Baby, when she was doing her haunted houses and stuff, you couldn't go to a Spencer's or a Walmart or Kmart and buy fake blood.
Hey, baby.
Hey, Mom. You either had to get corn syrup and mix it with red food coloring, or as my mom and our church did, use real pig's blood, like they did in Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
That red food dye is more dangerous than the actual blood
No
itself.
Crap is number two.
And the yellow, too.
Not like pooping, but like the bad color code to give you cancer.
So what about a scene where you had to be with someone
who don't even use that kind of ink at home.
Who had bad breath and you wanted to get the good expression from the other person that you're in the scene with. Rainn Wilson would eat something smelly like tuna fish like a sandwich before he had to film a kissing scene with Angela Kinsey.
See, they always do that as a joke. That's when you hear those stories.
Yeah, like when wrestlers would like fart on each other and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, they would always say, like Arn Anderson told that story about he farted on Manny Fernandez.
Oh, Raging Bull.
Freaking great.
How about when Jay told us Andre did it to him in the last every 30 seconds?
You know, he said it.
Like, during a match.
I ain't no question in my mind. I was like, that's probably one of his shorter ones. No, no, Dre.
And did you ever see the movie?
People forgot about Dre, man.
Night of the Living Dead.
He's got a posse.
That was really a scary zombie movie.
It was a good
back
one.
Back in the day.
One of the better ones.
And the human remains the zombies had to eat were made of ham and sheep organs covered with chocolate syrup. And the zombies.
A dude that
Hormel, yeah,
I know used to work for WWE that was kind of behind the scenes said this, and I believe it as well. Boogeyman, the character.
Oh, yeah.
That's real worms.
I am the Boogeyman.
Oh, God.
That's real worms. And, like, he literally does eat some of them.
You remember part of his
job? I don't know if it's good or bad for you, though, to eat worms. It don't hurt fish.
As long as they're not alive.
I don't know why they stuck him in the elevator at headquarters, because they weren't allowed tours. You couldn't walk in and get a tour. But they would put the Boogeyman in the elevators at, you know, Titan Towers, and he'd just mess with people.
Do you remember his catchphrase?
I am the Boogeyman,
and I'm coming to get ya.
So Gunnar Hansen, who played Leatherface in the Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
He's a baseball player.
Yep.
He wasn't allowed to wash his clothes. He wore it for 12 hours a day in over 100-degree weather, so he's really
That sounds like
the end
Big
of
Van Vader now.
Pooh.
He wouldn't wash his gear. That's why people don't want to work with Vader.
That was every, you know, that's like one of the big wrestling podcast questions now, what they ask wrestlers. I think we might have started that trend of asking who's the stinkiest wrestler you ever worked. Because every dude, Booker T, it was like seven or eight in a row kept saying Big Van Vader. And they'd say they didn't know if it was a rib on the other wrestlers or if he was just not that clean of a man.
JR would have to tell him to wash his gear. He wouldn't do it.
Dude, JR told us that too. That's another one. He never even, he's that far away at the broadcast booth. Still smell his ass.
They said Vader was a real sensitive guy.
Did you know that?
He's a baby bull.
Halle Berry was stinky in one of the movies that she did. She didn't.
Steamfish or whatever that was called.
She didn't shower or take a bath for two weeks to get into character for Jungle Fever.
I'd take a 2-week ripe Halle Berry.
You still. Would?
Oh, yeah.
She's another classic.
Yeah.
Like, just.
Yeah, when she posted that picture with all that pit hair, I'm like, yeah, that's not bad.
I put my thumb over that. But even, you know, she puts up the no, I follow her on Instagram.
Her.
She, even with the no makeup stuff, like, she, I don't give a damn. And I'm like, girl.
Just naturally
you,
beautiful.
Girl, you are gorgeous.
What the hell's wrong with you, Dave Justice?
She's sweet.
He's a
sweet lady. All right, so.
Screw him because he left Atlanta as well.
Will Ferrell.
He's a Yankee, remember?
That's the only ring he'll wear is his Yankees World Series ring.
Oh, you don't care for Will Ferrell, but he had to film the spaghetti scene in Elf twice. He threw up during the first take.
I hate that movie. I throw up watching that movie. How about that? So we're even.
I hate that James Caan ended up adding that to his resume. And that was one of the last ones.
Sonny.
You know? Yeah.
Did you know that Nicolas Cage ate live cockroaches for Vampire's Kiss?
If you told me one person on that list, like, you actually had to believe, that would be the one. He is full method.
This is
all the time.
This
very
is the one
eccentric.
You may like, because I like Nicole Kidman. Do you like her?
No.
Yeah, some stuff.
Well, did you know that she peed?
What though? What would you say? Like, what's her defining? Because I had, believe it or not, maybe it was a month ago, a similar conversation with someone. Like, she's beloved, but tell me, what
is
it?
Shut.
What? Okay.
I can't give you a specific movie, though. Like, the ones that
but
she's
isn't
really.
Isn't that odd, though?
Yeah, but like a huge, long career.
You just went Trump on the huge.
Huge.
I like the
She's been around a long time.
But I like the movie just because it was one of them big swerves at the end, you know? Whose house?
She works hard. Love the world.
She works hard. She did the bathtub scene with the little kid. That was kind of awkward.
That's kind of weird.
That's a real actor.
So did you know that she peed on Zac Efron? For real.
Did he ask her to?
Jellyfish scene in the
paper. Jellyfish, not Stonefish.
What's that movie called?
I was thinking the place that had the Bang Bang Shrimp. Wasn't that Stonefish Grill? Bonefish. Damn.
Bonefish. That was, I don't know who had Bang Bang Shrimp.
Oh, boy. The years get to you, man, and the mind just fades away.
Ol' Efron. We heard a story about Ol' Efron, remember, when Stanhope was on?
He was talking about Ron Tater Salad, right?
Nah, he said they had the same drug dealer.
Yes.
He's like, what's the kid's name? Efron. I'm like, oh, wow, because this was breaking news at that time.
God, I just had a flashback moment because I made the dumb joke that he was saying Efron. I was like, Ron who? And my comedy was lost just like it is right now. Go ahead, Paige. F yourself. How about that? I hope you have Enron stock still.
Enron. Wow.
You are Enron. What,
you are.
Ron just don't know.
You were
what
first.
Is now
I'm pushing.
Crack for kids. They're calling
TikTok.
This, well, no. Cocoa Melon.
Is oh, what, don't say that.
I've never seen it.
Oh.
They're saying that it's.
It'd be weird if I had, I guess. My son's 20.
It's like crack for kids with its bright colors, loud music, and fast pace. That
well, that's what was somebody what was Pee Wee Herman?
The reason why they don't like
acid?
It, they say it overstimulates yeah. children and makes them behave badly. That's
bull
why
crap.
They compare it to crack for kids.
Bull crap.
You know what's making them behave badly?
What?
The sugar. All this sugar and wearing their pants around their knees.
And the phosphates and other things.
Yep.
It is. It's the
sterile fat boys' grass also. Damn
food.
Kids.
The pants around their knees? What?
And the food dyes. Is
looking
bad
like a fool with your pants on the ground.
Too many energy drinks.
Yeah.
You know, I got to hear about you bangs you drink all morning, you monsters and whatever the hell else.
Young men, be the guy who doesn't use the hair dryer on his hair while he's wearing a hat to get that little poof in the front. Be the guy that doesn't do it.
Yeah.
Be the one in your tribe that says, I'm not going to have that flip up
I'm
hair
not gonna
in the front.
I'm not going to poof my hair because no. Matt Man said no poofing.
No, don't. I don't want to be an influencer.
You know what's cool?
I don't have enough followers.
You know what's hip is wearing a belt. So.
Wearing a belt?
Invest in one.
Where
kids.
Would I wear my belt?
Oh, yeah. Well, if you wear it around your damn waist like
oh,
you're
I thought you said about whooping them.
What you talking about, Willis?
You know what I kept in my can of whoop ass was a belt.
It's fun to walk up to somebody and just pull their pants
snap
up real
it.
Quick and say, these belong up here, right here. What's the opposite
it.
Of pantsing somebody? De-pantsing?
De-pantsing.
I did see someone in the mall with it kind of curved around the bottom of the buttocks
yeah.
and going,
go
now,
ahead.
If you had to run somewhere, what's going to happen? I did think that. You going to be running with pants like that? Because they fall down.
Was it a woman?
It was a man.
Like, where, was it low-rise
okay.
jeans? Or
no,
they were just,
okay.
like, drooped in that
you know how
that
the,
ski-lo kind of...
Like
set tripping.
We have
put
little,
a hot ball in you.
Can you see this? We have.
She just flipped me off.
Really did.
We have little curves. It was accentuated
yeah.
right here on the bottom.
That is like a sideways three.
Yeah. So you see the little buns, and it's right there. And I'm thinking, now if you have to run out of the house,
look at that artwork, fat boy.
That's not what I'm thinking. That is.
It looks like a three. We've turned sideways. Is what Paige thinks a butt looks like.
I thought
Isn't
that was
that
a note from a year
like?
Ago somewhere. Look, if you're going to join a gang, kids, find one that wears their pants the right way. How about that? There you go.
There, I drew a turtle head on it for you, Paige. That's a collaboration we just made with that artwork.
Thank you. I'm going to add that to my collection in my office.
Turtle wax. Off.
All right. Anyway.
Oh, that was the line from Fuss and Jacques. Jacques off today.
Jacques off this weekend.
That weekend, that's what it was.
Yeah, Jacques. You know, it's French for Jack. May offer.
Gone now.
Go on now.
All right. Well, I'm Paige, and those are your Eyes, Guys, Headlines.
Gosling Electric, thank you.
No, you're,
thank
yes,
you. I love your breakers.
You.
Your
everyone.
Your RG6 and 12s.
Yeah.
Ooh, talk electric to me, baby.
Mm, chalk boxes.
Okay, what do you want me to say? Get on that dance floor, midnight freak. All right, we will take a break. We come back. We got birthdays. We got suckets. It's the Rise Guys morning, everybody.
Miss something? Download the free podcast at theriseguys.com. Everything you need.
This is
yes!
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced.
Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more. And get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The best. The best. The best. 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 Damn. Damn. Damn.
Damn.
Damn. Damn.
And now it's time for the best. The best. Damn. Audio.
Yes, sir. All right.
This lady is in Memphis. And this is viral as hell. It's been going around the past week. People have shared it like crazy. She was told that her favorite club burned down, and she was not happy.
Uh-oh.
And she was in the club partying before it burned down. Her reaction in the car. She's in the car when the news
The news is, that's the best blooper stuff, man.
We had a ball in that joint last night. I'm talking about, I didn't even have no clothes on. I had my scrubs from work on. Yeah. Just sitting in there partying last night.
Yeah.
And we left at 2 o'clock. Now here it is at 5 o'clock in the morning. My club burnt down. Who did it? Who did it? You don't mess up a good time.
Oh, my God.
They stopped her in the car to tell her, like, you know, she was there a few hours before.
God bless.
You know, the sound bites they get in some of these cities, man.
God, that's good.
We don't really get them that much.
And she was wearing scrubs last night? Heck yeah.
It's coming from work.
Love it.
She was sitting there with no clothes on.
She said, I ain't got no panties on. I'm in the club.
She's wearing scrubs. That's close.
Wearing scrubs. I don't want no scrubs.
Hanging out with scrubs.
There used to be a place in Athens, Tennessee, where a man owned some land, and it was on a mountain cliff near a lake. And he felt bad for, he was trying to keep kids off drugs and stuff, so he would allow them to come jump off of this makeshift pier that he had made into a, I think, 75 to 80 foot jump.
Jesus.
Wow.
It got shut down because, and here's not the funniness of it, I mean, a person died. A person died jumping from this guy's makeshift little pier here. And this is the guy that night being interviewed. This is from some years ago. I don't know exactly how many, but this is from Local 3 News in Tennessee.
Police say 25-year-old James Sester jumped from this homemade wooden platform off this 30-foot bluff. Police call this location unsafe and poorly operated. The sheriff even says he wants to shut it down. But the owner, Charles Womack, says he's not going anywhere.
I'm just trying to help these high school kids and college kids because they ain't got no money.
That's Herbert.
I swear to God.
It is.
I swear to you. That is not Herbert from Family Guy.
That ain't, come on, it's got to be Herbert.
But yeah, that it's been shut down now. But that's from some years ago. But that guy's voice—do you want to hit it again?
Yeah, I got it close to the end. Okay. Here,
anywhere.
I'm just trying to help these high school kids and college kids because they ain't got no money.
I'd let him come swim, give him some popsicles,
have his little dog with him.
Oh my God.
Come on in.
But at least they got it shut down. Though, because, you know, young man did pass away. But as that guy said, he was just trying to help them out because they didn't have no money.
I'm trying to help these little babies.
I don't know exactly where this furniture store is, but it's called Showtime.
Dude, you find these local commercials that are always like bangers, man.
So obviously you can't see the video, but picture as they talk about the furniture, and this is a quick one because the guy's like a car salesman. As they talk about the furniture, you have a older woman in what looks to be a negligee laying on the furniture that he's talking about. And she's got her little catchphrase, and we got to show you the video at some point. But
the woman in the negligee, what age would you say? Like, when you say old, what is old to you now?
I would say at least 75.
Okay.
I'll start there.
Oh, boy.
Now, she may sound younger to you, but you tell me.
Okay.
Hey, this man needs help. His baby mama put him out, and he ain't got no furniture.
Let him have it.
Boss lady, this man needs a bed, and all he can afford is $69 a month. How are you going to get another one without a bed?
Come on, baby.
This man needs a TV for his bedroom. All he can afford is $59 a month. You know he got all them children.
73 inches, baby.
Boss lady, this man needs air conditioning. It's hot on the street, and he only can pay $49 a month.
I'll cool him down, baby.
No money down, no credit check, all the time.
Let him have it.
Oh my God. I gotta show you the video in here because
let him have it.
No
73
woman.
Inches, baby.
Okay, I can pause it in the middle here.
That's too much, right, Paige?
Well, 70 oh my
inches
gosh.
Is plenty big. 73 is too much of a TV.
I know. What do you think? 3 inches too big? For you?
3 inches is fine.
Can you see her?
What? You know what Robin said?
She's about to pop up.
Holy moly. She looks like Rick James' mama.
What? This one guy's just laying on the bed. He don't know what's going on. Then they go back to her.
that's Showtime with a Y.
Yeah.
It's a real place.
Oh, it's in Louisiana. Let them have it.
Oh.
You just want to cuss people out. And that's what the FOF hotline is for, 864-241-4318. Open 24/7. That's a voicemail that you leave messages on. Mm-hmm. Well, this number here is a number you call to get a live response. If you want to talk some junk to somebody, guess what? They're going to talk junk back to you.
Oh, nice.
Like a 900 number?
Oh, yeah. This is a great service.
Is it like ladies doming you?
Not ladies.
Not ladies?
Nope.
Oh, God. Is this another hey stud?
Next time you get mad and you want to call somebody to talk some junk, maybe you think about calling these guys.
Good tease.
You want to talk some shit? Call me. Start some shit, bitch. Sup, fool? You gonna talk about me, homie? Where you from?
Hundreds of is waiting for your motherfucking call, and they all talking about you right now.
You wanna sell that shit? Call these motherfuckers ASAP.
Yeah, I said some shit. What? Man, fuck you and your bone spurs. The hardest is standing by, ready to pick up that phone. Buff.
My.
1-2-1-3-3-4-3.
Just dial, I'll f*** you up.
Deaf, classic, mystery, psycho, Jewish.
He got some other nerds calling me out Shabbat on some little bullshit ass. Better calm that shit down and come around here and show me some respect before me and my come up here and beat your ass off top.
Don't
stop talking shit. Call now.
$4.99 per minute.
Dude, is that what MC Ren did after NWA broke up?
I think it was.
Oh, my God.
He said we got mystery blanks and deaf blanks.
Oh, my
Jewish
God.
Blank.
How about he said off
nerds
top?
Nerds colony.
It's all, can I say off top? Is that cool now? Like, let me cook, bro, bussin' and erm. Off top, big chungus.
Oh, my God.
What the hell?
Whatever else kids say.
When you're a fan of any team, any athletic event, you know, they were talking about it at WrestleMania. Someone was there from every state in America, and like I forget how many countries around the world that bought tickets to actually go to WrestleMania. Hockey fans are nuts, and I'm not talking about feces. I'm talking about the sport of hockey. This is a lady who was clearly overserved, but look, she was on vacation. She's from Scotland, and she's a big fan somehow of the Toronto Maple Leafs. So she came in to see a series of two, maybe three games while she was in town. They did not win, and she claimed on television that she might have been the reason why. Listen to this.
I'm really sorry. I came all the way from Scotland. I thought the Leafs were going to win. Two games they lost. It must have been the fact that the guys were so overwhelmed at the size of my massive f***ing t- They lost concentration.
I am sorry.
They let me sit on the bench. That's why they lost tonight. They were overcome by Scottish pheromones. They didn't know what they were doing.
Oh, my God.
Now, the bleeps, I hope you get the bleeps. Because I was like, fat boy, she says big, her big, massive, blankin' blanks. I was like, whoop.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
People know.
Hello, the Rise Guys.
Keeps me awake, keeps me alert. Listen to all those crazy callers.
The Rise Guys.
The badass.
Rise Guys are the best in the world.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show. Break it down.
Live, callrob.com studio in Greenville, South Carolina. It's time to say, hey, famous people born on the 24th of April. April, happy birthday.
Or
suck it.
Suck it.
Break it down.
I tell you how cool it was for me to see Javis Austin on TV right now.
That was very special, man.
Looking good, too.
Yeah.
Go Tigers.
Boo. I say go Lions on that regard.
Oh, he's a proud Daniel Lion. This is the theme song. The Stranger Things. Which is coming back for the finale in the fall.
11.
Nope, not 11.
Is it a child or 11. A child actor or one of the...
You could call him the leader of the group.
Can't think
you
of
will.
His name. I know what he looks like.
It's not Dusty Bun.
Oh, okay, then I don't know. Oh, it's the guy that looks like his brother? And I got confused on who was the brother and who was not?
We're talking about the older, cooler Steve. Steve Harrington on Stranger Things. Joe Keery. You'd know him if you saw him.
No, I know who it is.
It's Joe's birthday.
See, that's where Hollywood gets you. It's like they make them look older. Or they make them look younger. You know, it's kind of like when you find out, like, the cast of 90210 was, you know, a lot of them are like, I think Gabrielle Carteris was in her 30s.
She was the oldest one, yeah.
And it's just kind of odd to find out.
I don't know how the Duffer Brothers do it, but every episode of this show is perfect.
Do you think they're even, I don't know, I'll say 22?
Damn, that's exactly what I was going to say. I was about to say Emmett Smith.
Every episode in the finale is going to be an hour and a half. It's like each little like movie.
Yeah.
Joe Keery, Steve, is 33. He's been around for a while.
I got the wrong kid.
Remember, the kids now are getting older. Like, Dusty Bun's 21, and I think Lucas is 20,
how old's
21.
11? 12?
She might be 21, too.
21 now.
You know, you mentioned the name earlier, man.
Gabrielle Carteris?
Well, not that one. Earlier in the show, and I didn't want to give it away, but she does have a birthday today, and this is going to give it away. Because your mother went to her concert. And I remember hearing her talk about it because she had a bar around the stage. And I don't think she agreed with the bar, but still, she likes Kelly.
This was when I was given the best son socks on Christmas. I agreed because that was the year that my mom said she wanted to go to see Kelly Clarkson. And I just didn't have an outlet through my radio sources to get those free.
No. Nope.
So I was like, man... You know, it's regret, it's all this blah, blah, blah. But, like, I was like, man, I don't want to go to a Kelly Clarkson concert, though. Like, but I found out that Aunt Brenda loved Kelly Clarkson as well. So the sisters went out that night, and yep. They enjoyed some Kelly. Kelly never had a last name after she got her talk show when it came to my mama.
I love Kelly.
When you
man.
Said Kelly, you knew. It was like saying Oprah. Kelly.
She's good looking. She lost a lot of weight.
Well, big girls can be pretty, too.
And I love when she sings at the top of the show. I don't always agree with her song choice, but she don't sing enough. But.
It is kind of awkward the way she does that, though. She does like a little monologue, and then she just grabs starts singing some cover song, and then sashays over and sits down. And Kelly Clarkson.
She says, this is what I'm liking at the end of the show, and I'd be liking it more if you'd do it with some ass out. Just saying.
Man, oh man, that's a tough one there. That's you talk about like, again, YouTube's 20 years old. Like, what?
20.
What?
And the guy that posted the first video probably got nothing off it.
Probably not.
No residue.
What was the first? That should be a known thing.
I don't even know.
I think the first viral one was at Andy Samberg, SNL, whatever bit.
Oh, yeah. It was the
it wasn't
Lazy Sunday, maybe?
Yeah. Yep. Yep.
I think Stump Breaking, like Edith said, was the first video on YouTube.
That was one of the most viral ones for sure. It spread around just like a case of the HIV.
What do you say about Kelly?
You know, I'm going to say I think she's already 40, so I'm going to go for Jackie Robinson and go 42.
All right, I'll go one up, 43.
Oh, that was a great idea to go one up. Kelly is 43 years old today.
For Richard Petty, Paige.
Oh, boy.
Yes.
I hate to cut you off, Kelly, but it is a legend's birthday, and I got to get this going here. He's on his third wife. He's a career 306 hitter. Didn't get 3,000 hits, but got
third
close.
Third wife.
I think he got about 2,700 hits.
It's Karen, not Karen.
Yes,
you
sir.
Speaking of one Larry Wayne Tripper. Damn it. That's what I get for watching Three's Company.
See? I love that show.
Larry Wayne Jones, a.k.a. Chipper.
It is Chipper's birthday. Dave Guido, I know you celebrate it every year.
My fellow celebrities listening right now, respond to tweets because it's like RVD. Former guest of the show, known him for off and on. I mean, I've known him 20-something years. He commented on my mom's condolences thing, and I was like,
look at that.
But like,
from Battle Creek, Michigan.
From Battle Creek, Michigan. Raw. Bam.
Damn.
5 stars. I gave his condolences 5 stars as well.
You should. You'll frog splash you if you don't.
But I was to say that Chipper responded to me on Twitter one time, and I was like, that's the freaking coolest thing in the world.
Do what Chipper did. Spend your entire career with one team. Now, he only got one World Series,
but
he got one.
It means so much now. That's something that doesn't even happen in college anymore.
Does he have incredible attendance? Who's the one that had the best attendance for a game?
Cal Ripken.
Yeah, okay.
Chipper didn't miss a whole lot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he's a Hall of Famer.
And when his...
Switch hitter.
When his teammates would get stuck in snow, he would get his four-wheeler out and go pick them up.
Yeah.
Now, if it had just been you and me, wouldn't
have
done that.
No, you'd be screwed.
Limmer, he would have got Limmer. Sure.
He was 18 and 92. That means that was 33 years ago. 18 plus 33 is 51?
Okay. I'll say 51.
Well, I'll say you are wrong.
Oh.
52.
Chipper is 53 years old today.
Ouch. Chipper.
Now, Larry Wayne that? Freaking that was his that was high school. He was in high school in 92. 91.
Look at that.
F me in the B, Paige.
So I'm for some reason thinking about the Todd Van Poppel card everybody got in the, 91 Fleer?
Screw Todd Van Poppel. I'm glad his career fell apart. He treated me and my friend named Kel Hall like crap when we went over there, skipped school, go hang out.
I thought Kel Hall would have, you know, knocked him out.
Huntsville,
shut up. The college he went to, they teach you how to fight people.
Well, it's a military school.
He went to the city.
Knob.
He did, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, no.
It is Cedric the Entertainer's birthday. Don't have music for him. Sorry, I don't have the theme song to the neighborhood.
62?
63.
61 years old.
He was awful on the Tyson Fury show, man. That was awful.
I feel like he didn't want to be there. Didn't really know what he was doing.
Was you paid to be there and just you didn't put any joke? You're an entertainer. You ain't an educator.
You're the entertainer.
You are the entertainer, Sid. I said. Who is this?
The song is called Woman in Love by Barbara Streisand.
Oh, man.
Babs. Hyphen Brolin.
Babs.
Babs Brolin.
I respect her legend, but I never understood that. I still don't understand that.
Oh, man.
I didn't know. I wasn't voice. A fan of Yentl.
I think it's a regional thing like Paul Simon.
Got it.
That's where it starts.
Got it. I as a kid, like she was on SNL and all these, I'm like, music sucks and movies are not good.
Like the transplants kept her alive.
She wasn't she in Kramer versus Kramer?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, A Star is Born, the first one, right? Or the second one?
Yeah, first
and
one.
And Yentl.
Didn't see that
Stars,
one.
It was sad. Star is Born.
She's Fokker's mom.
Yeah, now that's where she kind of broke that mold of being all.
She was good in that.
I'm going to go 81 for Powdersville, as in the highway. The plasma.
I'll go two up and say 83.
God, that was perfect. 83 years old. You know,
this is fine music. I mean, I just... It was also a time when... When you were famous, you were famous. There wasn't a whole lot of competition. Like, if they deemed you famous,
God, what was that one movie that she did that was really
Yentl?
Good with Robert?
Yentl, I take it.
Yentl, am I saying it wrong? Weezer. Beverly Hills, 90210. Gabrielle Carteris.
You know what? Keep going. I'm interested to see where you land. Because this is a swerve. It is nobody in Weezer.
Beverly Hills, Hillbillies. Max Baer Jr.,
You're on a similar tip.
Somebody from Beverly Hills?
Stay on that southern tip.
Beverly
when you
Hills.
Go through the characters.
Beverly Hills. Beverly Hills, was it the grandma from that
think
show?
Think of the band.
Watch? Okay.
Focus on the band name.
Weezer. Isabel Weezer. Sanford?
Nope.
Weezy?
That's the character name, Weezer.
Her name was not Isabel Sanford?
Who's a famous Weezer from a southern classic?
Oh, I know.
Who is it, Paige?
Say it, Paige. Say it. I don't know it.
I'm trying. Is it from?
You said
she
you
played
it.
Weezer.
Oh no! What is the name of the movie?
You sure you're not thinking of Weezy?
No. It's Julia Roberts was in the movie.
She was in the movie.
Oh, what is the name of that movie?
Give me the initials.
Oh.
S.M. Who played Weezer in Steel Magnolias?
Yes.
It is Shirley MacLaine's birthday today.
Damn. If you had said...
thank you. I got half of that.
rejuvenation. What's it called?
Well, like,
what's it called when you die and come back?
Reincarnation.
Yes. Rejuvenation.
Well, you know, that's kind of the same thing with that.
Right.
Private.
Private. You remember that song? Private Lips. Watching you.
Oh, my
gosh. Let's see.
Weezer.
80. I'll say 83 as well. For fun.
I'll say 89.
I wish you'd say the right damn answer. It's 91 years old, sir. I only got one happy heavenly birthday for you.
He's as old as Bob McClain.
And Stone Cold stole his move. But so did everybody else.
Yeah.
The famous press. Happy heavenly birthday, Lou. Lou Thesz would have been 109 years old today.
Wow. Thesz press. That's such a move that it's got to be incredibly difficult to do. You're jumping and just landing on your knees, but also pressing. So you catch a little ball residual there on the chest.
Plus, if you're getting it, as soon as you come off that rope, you got to get ready for it.
You just got to take that bump and be able to go. That's a God bless you, Lou Thesz.
Stone Cold perfected the Thesz press.
The Thesz press.
Just like Orton perfected the 4-point stomp. He doesn't do it much anymore.
Cody's still in this thing when he gets down on his knees and starts hitting the fists on the, like, he's getting ready to do the RKO. Cody's doing that tonight. I was like, don't be set tripping on the RKO, brother. That's Randall Keith.
I'm telling you, the way they frame it up now where Orton sneaks in behind the camera to do the RKO.
It's perfectly framed because it allows you not to see it but the audience. Yeah, we were talking about that. That's fun. Thank you to everybody that listened and called in and commented and got in on the YouTube chat earlier. We'll get that up on our social media at some point today. That was nice.
Weezer, get out of here.
That was fun. We got it.
I was thinking Bette Midler there, too, because she did a Beverly Hills movie, right? Some kind of...
I don't think so. She did Beaches, and then Barbara Hershey died in the end, and they played Wimbledon and Miley.
I cried.
Oh, I didn't finish it. Thanks.
We're good friends.
You're both being some Beaches right now. You get it?
Who young Bette Midler was in Beaches? It was Blossom.
Yeah. Mine, Bialik.
With a little red hair.
I don't like her. She's too smart. Thank you to those that listen.
I like dumb bitches.
If you went to Juilliard, I don't like you.
All right.
I don't like Julie, her yard, her garden, front yard, backyard. Dirty old. Thank you for listening. Today,
when you die, come back as rejuvenation.
I was thinking quick off the cuff.
Goodness.
Keep me, and not just me, my whole family in your thoughts and prayers today. It's going to be a very, very, very tough day. But again, I she's no longer here, and that makes all the world to me to know that, you know, I don't want to be a broken record, but baby's in good hands. She had Allstate. No, she's in heaven. And
hey, baby.
Hey, mama. We'll be seeing you one more time here this afternoon. Get today's podcast. Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. Bye, mama. Thank you.
KP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hey, baby.